Okay, y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the 88th episode. Another episode we thought we wouldn't notice. Oh, y'all. Where do I even begin, y'all? Okay, so the AMAs were last night. When I'm recording this, yes, you're going to get this episode on Friday. Because I'm on Thanksgiving break. So, yes, you're going to get this on Friday. Wow, what a change. We got a lot to talk about, y'all. We have a lot to talk about. So, yeah, no intro. Let's just get into it. Understand. Famous people don't know how to fame. You don't know how to fame. You don't know how to do your job. You don't know how to vogue. What are you doing? Famous people don't know how to fame. What are you doing? You already have a job. And you out there on Twitter. Twitter made for the peasants like us.
Oh. I say this every week. And again, I'm right. Okay. Not DJ Khaled. What is that man's name? The one who be doing the hits with Mariah Carey. What is that man's name? Where's my phone? Hold on. No, I'm on my laptop. Hold on. Let me. What is that man's name? Oh. What is that man's name? Because he's the one who started all this mess. Jermaine Dupri got on Twitter and was like, Chris Brown's performance being canceled. It's the reason why. Well, first of all, it wasn't even about Chris Brown. At first. It was about Takeoff. Like, it was about him passing or being obviously murdered. It was about him being murdered. Let me turn off this notification real quick. It was about him being murdered, and then all of a sudden he wants to be like, Chris Brown being canceled is the reason why my daughter can't listen to black music, huh? Is you okay? Is you good? Because me and Glozell need to know. Me and Glozell with the green wig need to know, because it's like, sir, you're not okay. You're not okay. Like you're really not okay. Like, you mean to tell me that your daughter's not listening to Lizzo? Your daughter's not listening to Megan Thee Stallion, the clean version? Your daughter is not listening to Beyonce, Chloe, and Halle? Your daughter is not listening to anybody? She has to, of all people, listen to Takeoff? Your daughter has to listen to Chris Brown, of all people? That's the first thing. But we're going to start, like, y'all, this whole show was supposed to be, y'all, constructed, because I'm renewing the show, y'all. I'm renewing it like I have a whole contract with y'all. I really don't, but I'm renewing it. I was supposed to be talking about documentaries, because from now on, y'all, I'm gonna be doing the show every Friday, but I'm gonna be talking about documentaries that interest me, you know, and then of course we're gonna be splicing in pop topics and things like that. But The week was winking. Okay, the week was doing what it was supposed to do. And I said, I have to do a show. So the documentary that I watched, it was called The Barney and Friends, whatever it was called, The Barney I Love You Hate Me documentary. And I was like, oh, I have got to talk about this, because y'all, where is that clip? Where's the meme? Hold on. I need to get my phone. Hold on. Our childhoods are like gonna be to the point where y'all, we'll get into the Barney documentary in a second. Like, y'all, This show is not going to be that long. It can't be that long because I got dishes to wash, things to do. It's holiday season, okay? Music is on. we got things to do. But that documentary is something that I have to break down because it can't, like, Blue's Clues is in the courtroom. Like, he had to defend his purple classmate. And it's just like, wow, this is wow. Crazy. But we're going to talk about all the things, but we're definitely going to be talking about this whole Kelly Rowland defending Chris Brown situation because it is boiling out of control right now. Like, it's just like, wait a minute, what is actually going on? Because it's like, first of all, the AMAs has been giving very much like Grammys energy. It's like they want to be the biggest show in the world. And it's like, I feel like the last big show that the AMAs has had was literally 2009. Literally 2009 when Beyonce did that, you know, that stance, you know, the iconic silhouette to Single Ladies, and Queen Latifah was in the crowd, Katy Perry was in the crowd, all the white folk were literally in the crowd, you know, giving very much teacher energy. You sit down. that was the last time that the AMAs, that's the last time the ABC, hello, the last time the ABC had coin. Now all of a sudden, AMAs wants to look like the VMAs. I'm like, what show am I watching? Like, what am I actually watching? Because it's not the AMAs. I'm like, and it's definitely not the Grammys. So I'm like, which one, like, what do y'all want to be? It's like, are y'all an app or something? Because now y'all like basically acting, we are going to talk about Twitter. We're going to talk about it, or that might have to be next week. That might have to be next week because, listen, that might have to be a Black Friday episode because, but yeah, the AMAs, they were very dry up until this whole Chris Brown thing happened. So basically, Chris Brown won an award. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, boo, you stink, you don't even go here. it was a mess. And so Kelly gets up there, you know, she has to present an award, or she didn't present, and she was just like, you know, calling out awards like, you know, how presenters do. And I'll just play y'all the clip. So, because it's a lot. it's a lot. And it's because, Kelly, we were rooting for you, girl. We were rooting. Like, it is 2:44 in the afternoon. And, girl, it's not, since, but I'm going to keep it cute because I still want to go to the Carter Mansion. So, oh, my gosh. Oh. Let me see. See, Halle Berry, I love you. See, at least Halle Berry can keep it cute. She said, Kelly Rowland, beautiful gowns. She ain't say nothing else. She just said, Kelly Rowland, you're a beautiful human being. Like that's it. Like, that's it. But, like, girl, I just, let me find this video, please. Okay.
For making great R&B music, and I want to tell him thank you for being an incredible performer. I'll take this award, bring it to you. I love you. Congratulations, and congratulations to all the nominees in this category. And the American music.
Oh gosh. So it's not even the, you know, it's not even the congratulations part that everybody's mad about. It's not. It's low key everything thing that people are mad about. It's like, girl. And I know she's a whole mother of, what, two now? How many kids she got? I mean, having one child is enough. because, listen, the kids be having you, y'all forget. Y'all just be forgetting. Let me see, Kelly Rowland. Oh, my gosh. She is still trending. She is on what? She is on Deadline, Yahoo. Please. Right, she got one. Yeah, she has two children, of course. Okay. So basically, everyone is like, okay, Kelly girl. Kelly, come here. You do know Chris Brown. He don't mess with y'all like that. And by y'all, I mean, you know, black women. Black women. Specifically.
of your complexion.
Like it's just like he specifically said that. Like there's countless videos of women who have gone to his parties and their light-skinned best friends have been pushed through the door, like pummeled through the door. And all of a sudden, he makes it his mission to say, hey, you burnt hoes, do not come in here. No darkies, please. Like, he'll put a sign out. But yet, this man wants to be compared to Michael Jackson so bad. But that man, Michael, people love to make fun of his skin condition. They love to make fun of everything. They love to make fun of disabled people, period. And it is so anti-black. It's so anti-everything. But Michael was black. Michael was black. I mean, they love to make fun of his voice. But it's like, I promise you, when that man was inside his home, that voice was not up there like Janet. That voice, and Janet too, her voice is probably not up there like that. The voice, the baritone. The baritone. Okay, the baritoning. Okay, it was there. But at some point, because of the way we view blackness and masculinity and this, that, and the third, he was like, oh, wait, my blackness figuratively and mentally and everything at that time, if it was fading away, he's like, wait a minute, white people talk like this, so maybe, and I'm just paraphrasing, but like, you know, think of what happened with Whitney. She's still a black woman, and people mocked her for what she was doing. And I just, but these were black people, these were martyrs, and they had no controversies. And of course, we know Michael had his own controversies, but like, that's what I want to tie into with Trey Songz and Chris Brown. Chris, the only thing that Michael does have, he's a legend, and he has so many things on top of him. But Michael was a black man to his core. Like he wasn't just this, like, I don't know how else to say it. First of all, it's these grown men, these older men, like people, like, what's that one guy who was saying, Michael told Chris to his face that he's like the next person. First of all, Michael is a Virgo. We do not tell anybody anything. We are not leaving our post. We don't leave our post. Maybe Aaliyah, but like, we don't leave our post for nobody. Like we don't leave, we do not leave our post. I don't understand. Like, why? Like, please. Like, all these people saying that, oh, he was the next. He was the this. He was the that. And I'm like, I feel like a lot of Michael fans, and I don't even think it's Michael fans saying this. I think it's the delusional Michael fans because they, you know, miss him so much. But Chris Brown is not it. Like, have y'all not seen any other person's, like, performance? Like, do y'all know what Michael was? Like, Michael was a performer. He was a person who had concepts, like, to his shows. Name one performance that said, that's it. That's a star-struck person. Like, that is stardom. That's a person who's going to make, like, inspire people. That is not Chris Brown. What's, like not in the slightest. Not in the slightest. And I don't understand why everybody is still acting like it's 2009 Double Mint Gum commercial, that like that's the Chris Brown that's still in the pipeline. That Chris Brown is gone. That Chris Brown was a teenager. This man is 30 something years old. He's 33 years old. He's 33 years old. And y'all act like he still got, you know, the USB drive in him to have an ounce of a career. It's gone. It's with the cigarettes. It's with the weed. It's with the lean. It's with that blonde dye that he had in his head. Like, it's with that. That was his career. But it's not, like, it's not, it's nowhere near Michael. Like, because, like, first of all, lastly with Chris Brown, it's, or with that portion, it was work ethic. Like, name one interview where he said he even wanted to be him. Every time y'all talk about Michael, you always want to say, oh, you know, he had so much work ethic. And then you want to say, well, who's next? It's Chris Brown. But y'all always skip over people like Usher. Do you know Usher's work ethic? Like, Usher is, he's still here. He's still here. So I don't understand why people still go up for him. But the reason why this whole AMA thing is really just getting weird, the reason why it's getting weird is because Chris Brown, in a response, he didn't even really respond. All his fans are responding for him, but all he did was upload some, because I guess he found out that his AMA performance was canceled, obviously. And he uploaded some rehearsal footage. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, this would have been great. That show was trash. And all this other nonsense. And I'm like, okay. And then so I actually watched the show. And I'm like, well, here's what I think. I thought this for 2 seconds. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because there's too many moving parts right now with the AMAs. Number one. The Lionel Richie tribute, that was already booked before the whole Chris Brown thing. Or maybe they were both booked at the same time and they realized because they had Dwayne or what's his name? What's the guy? Let me see, AMA host. What's that guy's name? They had Wayne Brady up there talking about something. Yeah, the show was too long. So maybe they had to cut corners. Could you imagine if there was like two tributes? Like imagine that. Because mind you, this is not the Grammys. So I don't know what did they think they were doing? Because I mean, like Apple Music had to tell me that Thriller came out 40 years ago. About Michael right now. It's Thanksgiving. Like I don't understand. First of all, that's not our fault that they wanted to honor Michael right now. But first of all, who is thinking about Michael right now? By the show of hands. Who, like we love Michael. We love him. But y'all should have did this around the summertime. Y'all should have did this around the summertime. BET Awards. Not right now. It's, you know what we're waiting for? We're waiting for Beyonce. We're waiting for Renaissance. We're waiting for like reoccurring visuals. We're not wait like what? Now that's the first thing. The second thing is Karrueche Tran was there. She was there to announce an award. I forget to who, but y'all gotta remember that she's one of the reasons why Chris Brown has all this stuff against him because he or she has not a police report. She has a restraining order against him. So there's that. But the third thing is not funny, but it's just like, I thought it was just a Chris Brown tribute. I thought it was just, oh, okay, Chris Brown is going to do this tribute. But he had like a million backup dancers. I'm like, okay, Chris Brown going to lose his money. But them backup dancers, they going to really lose this money. But I'm also giving them the side eye because I'm like, okay, why are y'all signing up to do anything with Chris Brown? And you know his background. You know he's not reliable. Again, people love to stay in the past and be like, oh my gosh, do y'all remember the heyday? Yeah, that's why it's called a heyday. It's not today, okay? Like, it's not today. So, like, it's not bankable. Chris Brown is not bankable. So I don't understand why do they think, like, huh? Like, I just, these delusional fans, but apparently Ciara was supposed to be up there doing a tribute too, and she was supposed to be, you know, probably being one of the zombies, you know, one of the lead, one of the lead dancers or whatever. And now everybody's really pissed talking about oh, you stole some money from a black woman too. And I'm just like, I get that, and I get where everybody's coming from too, but at the same time, I'm always looking at Chris Brown's side eye, but I'm looking at the AMAs all the way, because I'm like, what, first of all, what was this show? Y'all ordered the awards all the way wrong. Album of the Year, or Artist of the Year was awarded so quickly. And so I think something got shifted because I'm like, wait a minute. If this is supposed to be an organized show, then do it accordingly. Do it accordingly. But no, like, I think something got shifted to where, you know, feelings wouldn't get hurt. And then all of a sudden, then this whole Kelly Rowland thing happened. And then the rest was history. But I feel for Ciara, but at the same time, I'm glad that didn't happen, because what's happening to Kelly right now is minor, because imagine if she would have got up on that stage and would have, tap danced with that abuser. Oh, all credibility would have been gone. it all would have been gone. Like, please. But let's get into the laundry list of as to why Kelly's getting all this brunt, because it's just like, girl, you really, I think she's married with children. You know, she's been in one of the all-time best-selling, platinum-selling groups. And her ears is not to the streets like it should be, because, like, I mean, like, let's be real. We all love Kelly. I love Kelly. But she's not on the go. To be honest, like, let's really keep it on. Like, she's not on the go like B and Michelle are. Like, Michelle, B, she will sell a candle in a second. She will sell an incense in a second. She will sell you a Bible keychain in a second, because she's business. But Kelly, for some reason, and she has said this on all her podcasts, she has said this in on some Martinez's podcast or talk shows, that she sometimes has a moment, a couple of months, where she really doesn't believe in herself, so she'll take a couple of breaks. And oh, we can see. We can see, because if you did, you wouldn't be pulling these stunts where the crowd is like, girl, read the room. Read the room. It's like we're not mad at you, but we're mad at, like, you don't see, like, it's like if somebody walks in a room and, like, everyone is wearing red, and because that's the theme of the party, and you come in because it's Christmas, and you come in wearing white after Labor Day. Like, it's just like, unless it's like, you know, a winter white, but you coming in wearing a t-shirt. It's just like, you're not reading the room. You're not reading the rules. And not to say that, like, you know, cancel culture, this, that, and third, like, we get it. Cancel culture works sometimes, but it has been working for some people. And we go get into the baby in a second, but it's just like the laundry list. So let's get into this laundry list of what this man has done and what I have forgotten about, because it's like, are you kidding me? Like, let me see. Let me go to my bookmarks. Okay, so yes, somebody tweeted this, Complex tweeted this, 2019, because everybody was like, this is ridiculous, like, people are still upholding this man's behavior as if it's 2006, as if it's like, oh, you know, he can get over it. First of all, I think this man is almost independent, because nobody, business-wise, nobody corporate wants to mess with this man. Like, do y'all know, do y'all know how business works? If the public doesn't perceive you in a certain way, like nobody is rewarding bad behavior, other than, you know, the Dusties, other than the people who are just like, oh, you know, it's okay. Negro, that's not how business works. You don't just get to slap women and say, you don't just get to do anything and then get paid for it. Like that's not how this works. Like please. But yeah, so of course we know the February 8th incident, domestic violence against Rihanna, and, you know, Rock the Nation, you know, we were like, oh my gosh, not him. But that also speaks against so many different things, and we are going to talk about that probably in a whole separate part two of Colorism podcast, because, like, that needs to be discussed, because it's just like, really? Really? Okay. Number two, March 21st, and I think I was like, I was 15, 14, 15? Yeah, I was going on 15. March 21st, 2011, throws chair through a window, all because Robin Roberts asked him, how is he doing? Has he gone to therapy? How is he, you know, feeling? Has he coped with anything? Like, is he okay? Because, hello, that is her job. And he just gets upset. And he's like, well, you know, that happened 2 years ago. I don't want to talk about that. And it's just like, that's her job. You booked this gig. Your management booked it. First of all, this is why I can't with people like him. It's like, sir, you knew where you were going. You knew where the driver was taking you. They booked you, and you up here just not want to answer questions. Like, please. Like, I can't. I can't. But that's not even the worst. That same year, 2011, involvement with Karrueche Tran. From, you know, 2011 to 2017, where she has to get a restraining order. 2011 again. Twitter, fights with, a Twitter beef with Razby and Tyler, the Creator. And then beef with Drake turns violent, all because Drake says, this is why I can't with Drake either. Because two light skins in the room, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Drake said, I'm in love, or I'm, what'd he say? Let me see. He said, what'd he say? Oh yeah, I'm effing the love of your life. And Chris Brown lost it and was trying to fight him, fighting his bodyguard, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, okay, like what? February 2013, fights with Frank Ocean. Stemming from the overall Twitter spat between Brown and Tyler, the former engaged in a war words with Frank Ocean after a compliment tweet from Brown was interpreted as insincere, and it was a whole joke, and it was just like, okay. 2013, Brown, here's where I lost it last night. 2013, Chris Brown enters rehab and get kicked out. You get kicked out of rehab? Let's move on. And he had to move back to, like, So he was charged with a felony assault in retaliation to a fight outside of a Washington, D.C. hotel. With the charge reduced to a misdemeanor, Brown elected to enter a rehab for anger management. However, he was kicked out a month into his treatment for throwing a rock through his mom's window. He wanted to re-enroll at another facility, a requirement after his role in a D.C. fight. Oh, child. May 9th, 2014, sentenced to jail time. March 21st, 2014, or 2015, off probation. 2016, arrested after standoff. And then 2017, Karrueche files a restraining order. And then, July 5th, arrested in Florida for battery. And then February 2019, beef with Offset. So, like, I feel like people, and I love that Love the Tea, if y'all don't follow her on Instagram or YouTube. I love that she says that nowadays, you know, we're in the social media world and you know, YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, things like that. Everybody, of course we're in it, but like, you know, we have lives, we have jobs, you know, we have 9-to-5s. We're not, you know, on this daily. But for some reason, like when their faves, you know, gets ridiculed or when they get, you know, held accountable for whatever reason, it's like, oh well, they didn't do anything since 2009. No, Google is free, sweetie. Like it's right there. It's literally right there. I read you like 19 lists, 19 things that this man then did all the way up until 2019, and you want to sit here and congratulate him on stage, Kelly? Like, please. And you're in the industry. You're in the industry. Notice how Beyonce has Beyonce is one of the most cleanest people. Like, she, like when it comes to business, she's like, look, I'm not gonna associate around y'all because, hello, I have a business. She's worked too hard. Too hard. And like she talks about in her music, like when she says she was friends or they were acquaintances with the Kardashians for a minute, all because, you know, Jay and Kanye wanted to, you know, watch the throne together for whatever and play video games. Like, I mean, it was giving striking. It was Let me not. But, you know, they wanted to play. And then, you know, on, what was it? Everything is Love. they said they had to move to Calabasas because, you know, allegedly, Kim wanted to, like, I guess, throw shots at Beyonce or whatever, or try. Basically, we've been news that she wants to be Beyonce, or Kanye wanted to mold Kim into being Beyonce. And I'm just like, I will never understand that, because it's like, Kim, for the longest time, she wanted to be Paris. But hello, we know Kim. Kim is a whole opportunity. She's an opportunist. Once one thing dies, even though Paris is still here, Paris is always going to do something. She always, she has a job. But it's just, I don't understand that family. I can't understand that family. But back to Chris Brown, like, I still don't understand why in 2022 people are still acting like this man ain't do nothing. Like, so that's why, that is the reason why Chris is being dragged. Or, of course, Chris. But that's why Kelly is being dragged up and down, left and right on today. Now, let's get back to the show at hand. Y'all, Trey Songz. This is another thing. Trey Songz is back at it again in the news. And I'm going to just play y'all this clip. And then I'm going to read y'all the story. But I feel like it needs to be said again by Miss Kiki Palmer. Because I feel like nobody listens until it's too late.
Man, you know, I've not talked to that guy. You know, I've not spoken to that guy.
Was it a misunderstanding?
Like, because you accused him of sexual intimidation last
year. It wasn't a misunderstanding.
She told her story of what?
I tell my truth. And, you know, I just thought it was real interesting that after all those things went down, you know, someone else has something to say. So it wasn't like, I don't like when people think that somebody is just going to be saying something just to say it. First of all, I love black people. I love my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to ever tear nobody down. Try to tear no black man down. That's not who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I stand for. That's not what I'm about. So if I say something, I'm saying something for a reason. And I feel like so many times black women say stuff and nobody gives a shit. Excuse my language. Nobody gives a fuck when sometimes black women say something. But somebody of another complexion, somebody of another color, they say something. And then it's like, we're taking it to court. It's time to get serious. Hashtag me too.
And that is so true because, so let's get into it. Okay, where is the story? I just had it. Okay. So Trey Songz allegedly, via TMZ, Trey Songz allegedly brutalized a woman at a bowling alley in New York City last month. So let's read the story, y'all. Okay, so Trey Songz is one of the, is on the police radar in New York after a woman claims he brutalized her last month, a claim he's calling BS on TMZ has learned. NYPD sources tell us the alleged victim filed a report in late October claiming Trey punched her in the face repeatedly while inside a bowling alley bathroom. We're told, she also alleges, Trey Songz dragged her by her hair and that she was taken to the hospital for cops noted were visible minor injuries. I start to say the woman is a worker at this establishment, but it's unclear what minor precipitated this. There's not much context beyond her account, although our sources say the woman recognized Trey and identified him by name to the police after the fact. In any case, we're told there's now an active case for this, and the cops are interested in talking to Trey at the very least. This is certainly not the greatest news for him, obviously, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What pisses me off is that, okay, so, but the case was dismissed over a statute of limitations. There have been other instances of alleged sexual impropriety. Wait, what? Hold on. As we reported, Trey was sued for rape recently, but the case was dismissed over statute of limitations. There have been other instances of alleged sexual impropriety attributed to the singer as well, all of which he's not in characterized as a Shake now. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like what Keke Palmer was saying is true, because this woman right now is a white woman. And what's going to piss me off is that if all of a sudden they believe him, if they believe her, which they should, it's like, yet again, nobody believes black women. Nobody believes black women. It's like black women got to repeat themselves 9 out of 10 times for niggas to get it, or anybody to get it. And it's just like, why? Why? It's like, I don't understand that. Like, but again, y'all were the same. Y'all were older than me. Y'all were the same ones who kept R. Kelly getting jobs, money, food on his table for whatever reason. And there was a blatant video of him peeing on a whole child. And y'all were like, but he still make music, though. He still makes I Believe I Can Fly. He still does this. He still does that. Cookout. I'm confused. Like, I don't understand. As if there aren't billion, like, underground artists that you couldn't listen to. But it's just like, I will never understand that. Like that's the only thing that really gets me. Again, with, like, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, an annoying voice. Like, every time I think about when I was, like, in high, or not high school, but, like, middle school. Yeah, middle school, that's around the time when middle school slash, yeah, because I was in high school, 2010, so middle school slash high school. I don't know how that man passed through, because I will never forget when he was doing somebody's tribute and Prince was in the audience. Prince, you know Prince. Prince will give you that eye in a second. And that's why I love you some Prince. Prince, like, there are no more real singers. There's no more real singers. Like, where is that meme? Where is that meme? Because I need Whitney. I need her to come back. And I can't wait to go see that movie. This Whitney movie, we might get it. The movie might be right. I don't know. Let me see.
I listen to singers. I very rarely listen to people who cannot sing.
I listen to singers. Oh my gosh. But yes. So let's move on, y'all. To this whole... When I tell y'all, I had a whole... show plan, because like the Grammy nominations came out and that Orange decided that he wanted to run again for 2024, and I'm just like, okay, I can't with this year. I really can't. This year has been a mess and I'm tired about it. But let's talk about Brendan Fraser, y'all. So he's out here, he's not really promoting anything. Like the movie, he's promoting it through A24, but he's not promoting it through what's that? The Golden Globes, right? And so I was looking up and I was just like, wait a minute. I've seen him in all the, I remember seeing him in the Mummy movie. I remember seeing him in certain movies, and I saw him on this, was it the Vogue? I think it was a Vogue YouTube video or something. It was like, what was that? What's that YouTube video? Hold on. Let me see. Right, GQ music video, not music video, YouTube video. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was just going over his career. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why haven't I seen him? And then all of a sudden, the story is coming out. And I'm like, wow. That's insane. And I want to... The only reason why I want to compare stories is because I believe all sexual assault victims, because, I mean, you have to. But what pisses me off is the way that Terry Crews went about his. Like, black women, again, black women went to bat. Black women went to bat for him. They were like, oh my gosh, this is wrong. We got you. We understand why you didn't fight that man. And you know, you being a big black man, you could be blackballed, right? This, that, and third. But what he did to Gabrielle Union was just weird to me. Like let me look this up real quick. Hold on. Terry Crews. Gabriel. Right, okay, yeah, that was the time when, yeah, so Gabrielle Union, okay, here's the story, okay, so this is on, Essence. Gabrielle Union is not here for people dismissing her truth. The actress and producer sprinted into the Twitter streets to address Terry Crews' recent comments on Today. During his appearance on Thursday, Crews, who was a judge on American Got Talent, with Union commented on her claims that the culture of the show was toxic and racially insensitive. That was never my experience. This meant, like, that was never my experience. Like, he literally said the ghetto line. That was never my experience. On America's Got Talent. In fact, it was the most diverse place. Oh my God. Let me read this again. Hold on. That was never my experience on America's Got Talent. In fact, it was the most diverse place I have ever been in my 20 years of entertainment, Crews said. And I'm like, let me see. Anyway, what'd he say? The top 10 acts were Asian American, women of color, younger, black, white. It was everything in the gamut. Crews counted. Continue. I can't speak for sexism because I'm not a woman, but I can speak on behalf of any racism comments. And I'm just like, what? Racist jokes targeting the Asian community and comments on the using were too black. Yeah. But yeah, and it's just like, sir. And it's weird because this was the same year that he was sexually assaulted. And you, first of all, sir, you don't, this is why I say niggas that don't got to worry about hair, I don't trust them. I don't trust them because they don't understand. They will never understand. It's like, if you don't got to worry about, and not to say, because there are people, when you're bald, it is fine. You like, come on, NDIRE, you are not your hair. But when you start projecting, talking about something, that was not my experience. Did we ask you? Did we ask you? Like, but that's when the conversation really comes down to, and we'll get back to Brendan Fraser in a second, but it comes down to a lot of these niggas who have a lot of money or get into power or get into these places, and they forgot that they were in these big black movies at one point in time. And all of a sudden, they want to divorce themselves from blackness. It's like, I don't want to, you can't do it, sir. You are a dark-skinned black man, big. Like you are a big black man. Like, I just, like, you are literally the description that a Karen would say, I saw him down the street, and it could be anyone else. It could be literally a silhouette. But you are on here caping for whatever network you were on, and I just, I will never understand that. But yeah, back to Brendan Fraser. Of course, I believe him. Of course. And I'm sad because I can see it. Because I remember everybody was like, oh my gosh, you know, why did he let his body go so bad? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? And I'm like, do y'all not see what this man went through? Like, and that's why I don't understand why people are like, oh, this person doesn't look like they would even, when the Republicans or when, Trump supporters basically say, oh, she doesn't even look like she would get sexually assaulted. It's not even about looks. It's about a power dynamic, power structure. If you can get over that person, if you can relieve them of any type of power that they have, you have them. And that's the point. That is the point. It's not about looks. It's not about desirability. It's literally not. And as soon as you get the, it's called rape for a reason. Rape is literally taking away someone's mind, anything. But until you get that, you won't get it. You won't get it. And I hope you never get it, because if you have to get it, you have to go to therapy. You have to go to, you have to do a lot of, you know, soul search. You have to, you know, you have to do what Brandon did. Like just go to counseling, because I mean, like sexual assault, it's just not, it's not a thing. It's not a thing anybody needs to, obviously. And it shouldn't even have to be explained, because we're in 2022 and people are still equating looks as to why somebody should XYZ. Like, that is so, please, that is so elementary. But yeah, so Brandon, he's not promoting his movie, The Whale, which I cannot wait to see because it looks so good. Like the movie, it was premiering in New York. And I was supposed to be there, like not at that movie, but I was supposed to be in New York. But unfortunately, I can't go because, you know, money going. But yeah, the movie is going to be, when does the movie come out? Because I think if it comes out in December, that's going to be, so Oscar season next year is going to be something. The Whale. December, huh? December 9th? Yeah, December 9th, okay. And it's A24. And, but yeah. This movie, like, I cannot wait to see this movie. But, yeah, okay, so, yeah, should we talk about, how long has it been? It's been 46 minutes, okay, so yeah. What time is it? It's 3:23. Okay. So, I low-key want to, should we? Yeah, I'm a split up the show. Okay, so I'm a end it here. I'm a end it here, and then I'm a, you know, we're going to talk about Shinquilla, a friend killing in Mexico, air quotes, next podcast, and the Grammy nominations and all that, because that is something that I still have to dive into. The whole Trump thing, you know, next. But the Barney documentary, we have got to talk about that, because it's so many different layers. Like, I know I was kicking in the beginning, but, you know, we just, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, y'all, I will see you guys next Friday. I'm so excited. I have a current schedule. I'm back. I'm recording. Like, y'all, this album, listen, if you haven't heard, I'm a poet. Like, I make music, so please. But yeah, y'all, I will see you guys next Friday, and yeah, peace. Thank y'all so much for listening to the You Thought We Wouldn't Notice podcast. Thank you so much. But it would mean the world to me if you become a member for just, you know, $4.99, $10, if you want to, you know, splurge on Black content, premium content, because soon this is going to be a video-based content and podcast. So, yeah, I'm really excited, y'all. Like, I'm really excited. And also, go to my website at AaronLamarWalker.com, where you can find all of this information, my store, merch, my art, my book, everything. Yeah, so I'm so excited. Yes, this is a whole new outro, y'all. And I'm really excited, y'all. Like, this podcast was a light throughout this entire year, this entire pandemic. And I'm really excited. So, y'all, just thank you for going on this journey with me. Thank you. And yeah.